Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people. Take it for a game.
Yes, Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff that will help you with your small business. And the site for my book, ageofthecustomer.com, is the website where you can find about my book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I believe that let me say this. If you want to find out why you're maybe not getting as much business as you think you should be, it's not as much as you used to get, the answer is going to be in that book. And so I hope you check it out. You can read about it. You can watch video on it. So check it out at ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Grumbach is our guest. He's our original resident demographer of the Brain Trust, almost 16 years as a member of our Brain Trust. We're going to go ahead and call it 16 years. The author of the best-selling book, The Age Curve, and he's our good friend, Ken. Thanks, Ken, for hanging out with us. This thing that nobody wants to talk about much is death.
Yeah.
As we went to the break, I said we're going to talk about something nobody likes to talk about, death. And what a lot of people probably know, they just hadn't thought about it, is that there's a whole industry around death, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a huge industry. In fact, there are two major associations in the United States that deal with the death industry. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I got a call from the ICCFA, which is the International Cemetery Cremation Funeral Association,
mm-hmm.
and they were the C-level person that I was talking to was very concerned. He said he said we were promised that when the baby boomers started dying, that the number of deaths would go up and our business would be good. You know, this is a strange conversation.
We were promised? He said that?
Absolutely. They brought in a demographer.
Hold on there, dude. I'm not quite ready to go yet.
Yeah. So he said, we were, back in the 90s, we were conducting funerals for over 3 million people. And it was supposed to, go up to 4 plus. And he said, we're currently conducting, 10 years, 2005, 2006. That was actually 2009. He said, we're conducting funerals for a little over 2 million people. He said, what's going on? Are people doing them at home, or what's the deal? I said, okay. So I said, how long do people live? And he said, well, roughly 70 to 80 years. That's most of our funerals are for people that age. You know, men die before 75 and women die after.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, what's the deal? So we went back and looked at the birth chart. And all you have to do is go back 70 to 80 years and see the number of people that were born, and you can calculate the number of people that are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's it? That's all it is? And I said, yeah. I said, it's as simple as that. And I said, so you see what's going to happen here? I said, you're going to go from, conducting funerals and cremations for 2 million people, and I said, starting in 2015, 2016, the boomers are going to start to die en masse.
Yeah.
And the number of funerals is going to double. And it will double over a period of years, but it will double. So your industry will change.
2010, I interestingly enough, before I knew you wanted to talk about this, I was just noodling around. I think I was in the airport on the way back from New York over the weekend, and I don't know why. Something tweaked my interest, and I went and looked up some statistics. 2010, it was just short of 2.5 million deaths in America. And as you say, that's down. But, the other thing I'm sure you told him was that, yeah, that's going to happen for a while till you run out of baby boomers. But when the Gen Xers come along, then your industry is going to go the other way.
We'll all be dead by then.
Yeah. It won't be our problem then, will it?
It won't be our problem. No. Look, see, the Gen Xers are currently 29 to 48. So, we're going first, Jim.
Yeah.
So he said, well, what's going to happen to our industry? And I said, well, hire me to speak. I'll tell you. Your entire association. Well, it was called the most important message to the funeral industry because I spoke at their huge association meeting in Texas. The most important message that they had in 10 years.
Wow!
And it was very. And I scared them.
Let me say this. I'm not surprised that you were able to eliminate them on this issue, but I am surprised that they didn't have some resident economist that could help them with that, aren't you?
You know what, Jim? I'm writing a new book, and when you write a new book, you just finished an incredible book. In fact, I love the way your book is laid out, and we got to talk about that. I'm writing a new book. Before you write a new book, you got to read your last book because you don't want to write the same stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm reading it. And I'm going through it, and I've made I don't know 100 forecasts in my book, and I got about 80 of them right.
Mm-hmm.
Economists, when they forecast, get 20 out of 100 right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So no, I do battle with economists all across the land.
I'm sure you do. But so what do you think about the about the death industry? I mean, other than the demographics
here's what's going to happen, because I told Mr. ICCFA, I said, do you see what's coming? And he said, yeah, this is incredible. We're just going to wait until it hits us. And I said, no, you don't. I said, what you have to do is you got to prepare for it. I said, do you remember when the baby boomers first bought their houses and started frequenting hardware stores? Hardware store business went through the roof, but the hardware store business was parochial and never changed.
Right.
So what came along? Home Depot and Lowe's.
Right.
Because somebody's going to come along with a better idea and put you totally out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And
A disruptor.
Yeah, right. And, exactly. That's in your book. I said, you've got a situation here where your business doubles. You don't think somebody's going to come along with a better idea in a big box and figure this out? Do it all in one day
something? And it won't be acceptable year one, but year two, it'll get more acceptable. Year three, it'll become a lot more acceptable. Folks, what we're talking about is the death industry, but guess what? Your industry has the same kind of disruptors lurking out there in the future. Maybe not in the future so much. Watch out for those disruptors. Going to take a quick break, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.